It's like putting a bow on a package. We put a bow on the Oklahoma Youth Expo last night at the Sale of Champions for the 2012 OYE, a conclusion to a great show and a record set at the top end of the sale for the Grand Champion Steer. Back in 2009, we got $53,000 bid for the Grand Champion Steer. The past two Sale of Champions in 2010 and 2011, the bidding stopped to $50,000. In 2012, though, a consortium stepped up and paid a little bit more. Eddie Sims, you can hear him now in the backdrop. Let's tune in and listen to Eddie as he makes the call and brings out the bids to come up with a record for the 2012 Grand Champion Steer, shown by Logan Davis of the Newcastle FFA.
Knotting it out 30 bid 5. Yes, 35 here. Knotting it out 40,000. Knotting here. Knotting it out. But I get 5 here. Knotting it out 45. Where? Yep, 45 here. Knotting it out. Give it that 50 here. Knotting it out 5, 5, 5. Yes, 60 on him here. Knotting it out to go 5. I have 60 bid. Anybody get 61? 61, 5 here. Knotting it out 60 bid. Give 5. 60,500. All done. He's in at 60 right here. You want to get 5? Anywhere? All done. Thank you. Sold out 60,000.
Auctioneer Eddie Sims with the call, $60,000, a consortium of buyers stepping up, led by Governor Mary Fallon, Teener's Western Wear, Bank of Western Oklahoma, Chain Ranches, Robin Promotions and Printing, McAfee and Taft Law Firm, Bob Moore Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, Express Ranches, Premium Beef, Wind Feeds, and Nature Selection for Livestock. The consortium would pay $60,000. Of course, the owner of the steer, as we mentioned, Logan Davis, Newcastle FFA. The Grand Champ Champion Barrow, selling to Central States Trailers and Chesapeake Energy for $17,500. Cheyenne Gaff from Timberlake FFA, the owner of that Barrow. Grand Champion Market Lamb also went for $17,500 to Touchstone Energy and the Daily Oklahoman. That was owned by Tyler Rhodes from Indiahoma FFA. The Grand Champion Market Goat, shown by Braden Chauvinek from Garber FFA, $11,500 for the Grand Champion Meat Goat, McDonald's, P&K, and Farm Credit, the ones that stepped up and bought that particular goat. The other grand champions beside the steer setting the champion, the others backing off just a little bit compared to the last couple of years as far as the top end is concerned. The reserve grand champions, the grand reserve grand champion steer, shown by Macy Griswold, Perkins Tryon FFA, sold for $15,000. Oklahoma State Fair buying that, the reserve grand champion steer. Reserve grand champion Barra, shown by Colt Connor, Tuttle FFA, sold for $12,500. Looks like a consortium stepping up there as well, including Touchstone Energy, Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma, Cimarron Trailers, and Supreme Show Supplies. Reserve Grand Champion Lamb, owned by Luke Davis, Guthrie FFA, sold for $10,000, Oklahoma Farm Bureau and Bank First, and the Reserve Grand Champion Goat, shown by Laura Riley, Alva FFA, went for $8,000. Showright Feeds, Pfeiffer Goat Farms, Diamond Hats, and Chesapeake Energy, the buyer of the Reserve Grand Champion Meat Goat here for the 2012 Oklahoma Youth Expo. 208 animals all told were sold at this year's Sale of Champions. Still doing some tabulations, I understand, and we'll have a final number the next day or so from the Oklahoma Youth Expo staff as far as this Sale of Champions was concerned for the 2012 show. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.